Closing. Paragraph 9.A, Closing. The closing date is a date agreed to by the seller and the buyer. It is an on or before date and may be moved up if all parties are ready to proceed to closing. The closing date may be extended up to 7 days, when necessary, after curing objections to the commitment or survey. If either party fails to close by the closing date, the non-defaulting party may exercise the remedies in paragraph 15. Paragraph 9, B1 seller is to convey title with a general warranty deed. Paragraph 9, B2, buyer is to bring good funds to closing. Good funds may be a cashier's check or wire transfer. Title companies may accept a small personal check from a buyer. Check with the title company for their policy. Paragraph 9, B3, seller and buyer agree to execute notices and documents reasonably required to complete the transaction. Paragraph 9, B4. There will be no liens, assessments, or security interests against the property, which will not be paid out of the sales proceeds unless it is a loan or other obligation assumed by buyer. Paragraph 9, B5. The seller is responsible for paying any private transfer fees. Do not confuse private transfer fees with HOA transfer fees. HOA transfer fees are covered by the addendum for property subject to mandatory membership in a property owners association. These fees go back into the community. Outlawed by the state in 2011, private transfer fees are fees paid to developers every time the property sells. Transfers. Private transfer fees do not go back into the community for improvements. Often, private transfer fees are 1% of the property's sales price. So if a property sells for $310,000, someone, the seller, must pay $3,100 to the subdivision's developer. Sellers must disclose to potential buyers whether a property is subject to a private transfer fee.